Okay. Yesterday, we took up the Mechaber in Kufayin Ches, Siv Dalet. He says, Im achal pas b'makom echad, v'chazer v'achal b'makom acher, eina mevarech b'yachas amazon el b'makom hasheni. Of course, according to the Mechaber himself, who holds the paskins like Rav Sheshis, this is, of course, b'di'evet. Because really, you're not allowed to go and eat in the second place. Okay, that's not the point we came here for. But the second part of the halacha, which is kemo shenahagu holchei drachim sheochlim derech hilucham v'yoshvim umevorchin b'makom siyam achilasam. Okay, just like holchei drachim, that they eat while they're walking, while they're traveling. And they eat and say bracha achrona where they conclude the meal. So he's just using that to show you the same thing, that if a guy b'di'eved leaves the place and finishes in place B, that's where you do the bracha achrona. You don't come back to the original makom kviyas. Okay. Uh-oh. Okay. All right, yeah, it was just the phone line. All right, anyhow. So, in any case, so holchei drachim, the halacha is that it seems that they're permitted to travel as they eat, and then they make a bracha achrona where they finish. And the Mishnah Berurah, in fact, says, Dehem lechuli alma mutar lahem lahaloch v'lechol. Meaning, I don't care if you hold like Rav Chisda, Rav Sheshis, who you buy, it makes no difference. It's l'chuli alma, all right. Va'afem ein roim mekoman arishon, etc., etc. Okay, deheim lo kavu atzma lechadchila lechol b'makom sheberchu, barak leilech v'lechol. L'chein ein nechshav in klal yedeze okrim mekoman. Okay, so it's a separate category of holchei drachim. So the question is, how do you conceptualize the holech derech, given what we know all about the importance of makom, and therefore the problems of shini makom? Why is it that the holchei drachim are I guess impervious to these issues? So there are two possibilities. The possibility I gave you yesterday was that by a holech derech, since he is traveling, so therefore makom does not characterize his achila. It's a different kind of an achila. He's traveling, and therefore he has no interest in that experience. That makom should play be a role and a component of his achila experience. So that's one possibility. So one possibility is that simply makom doesn't characterize or qualify achila baderech. It's a different kind of an achila. He's not looking for makom to be part of the his either going to ram the chefza or part of the whatever, characterizing the Mais Achila. That was one possibility. Last night I mentioned that definition to my Rebbe. So he said, he had another possibility. He liked that possibility. But he had another possibility. He says, or you could say this, you could say that Derech is the Makom. Derech itself is the Makom. It's a different idea. It's also, I mean, a unique idea, but nevertheless, derech is the makom. Either way. So if you say, of course, derech, either one, whether you say makom isn't a part or derech is the makom, so that's why there's no problem by holchei drachim. So that's an important halacha, practically. Like, I don't know, you make a shahakol on a candy, a sucking candy. I mean, And the guy, you know, he starts from his house, goes to his car, ends up in school, goes to work, whatever. I mean, that's the nature of that achila. That would be like a holech derech. When it comes to a food like that, that kind of a food, I mean, the guy's das is really, he's a holech derech. That's the idea. Of course, there could be many other examples, like hiking. You're hiking and you're drinking water along the hike. Be a similar thing. You don't have to keep on making a shahakal every time you sip water, even though you're whatever, half a mile away from where you took your last drink. You wouldn't have to do that. That'd be all under the framework of holchei racham. But as I said, if a guy using the example of hiking again, sits down in the middle of the hike and he starts eating whatever, he's eating mizonos or pasta, whatever, it makes a really difference. I mean, but the point is, he sits down to eat. So then he is being. Then he's not a holich derech. Then he's being koveya makom. It means he's on the go. His achila is on the go. As long as achila is on the go, so then we say that, well, either one of the two svaras. But the point is that makom becomes a non-factor. Okay. The change of physical makom. Okay. All right. So that's. Interesting. See, that's something that's not brought down. You can't find that in the Gemara. It's if you track it down, it's a smock. The Beis Yosef calls it the smock. He's the one who gave that definition. But interesting that the Gra and the Maggid of Ram both say it's the Chuli Alma. It's going to everybody because it makes sense. It makes sense. There should be a category like that within the range of types of eating that people do. It makes sense. It would be like a natural demand of the halacha if it enforced specific makom like that. Because simply, this is a way people eat. There's a holech derech. That is a category. So it makes sense the halacha should recognize that. Okay. Right, yeah. Like we just said, yeah, if a guy... makes a bracha while he's sitting down somewhere, he can't become a holech derech afterwards. It means when he starts to eat, that's exactly what's going to be. He's going to be a holech derech. Yeah. I mean, the Chavar says it very clearly. Holchei drachem, she'ochlem derech hilucham. That's the way they eat. They eat derech hilucham. Yeah. By the way, it's just a separate requirement. That's a separate halacha in Birchas HaMazon that you have to be Yoshim Uvarchin. That's a separate requirement. That's why he says that. Even a Holech Derech can't say benching on the move, on the go. That's a separate halacha in that bracha. Okay. Yeah, so if you take a look in Siman Tuf Ayin Dalet. So, Mechaber says like this. Shosa kosheni ve'ei mevarech alav. Lo bracha rishona ve'lo bracha achrona. She'ei mevarechim bari pri agafen ki yam al koshel kiddush v'al koshel birchas hamazon. Ve'ei mevarechim al agafen ki yam achar kos revi. Okay, so the Mechaber paskins that you only make a bracha rishona on the kiddush kos and on the birchas hamazon kos. Kosos 2 and 4, you don't make any bracha rishona, and bracha achrona. The only bracha achronas you make that night is birchas hamazon, and then an ala gefen all the way at the end of 4. So the birchas hamazon covers the first 2, and the ala gefen at the end after 4 covers 3 and 4. Okay, so Ramayez Higah v'haminhag bein haAshkenazim levarech bracha rishona al kol kos v'kos. Aval bracha achrona ein mevarchin rak achar ha'achron bil levad. V'chein das rov ha'geonim. Okay? So the Ashkenazim argue based on the geonim. Okay, this is not a clear, this is not one of these, clear-cut Sephardic versus Ashkenazic things. Because the Rambam actually paskins, you make a bracha on each coast also. Okay? So, okay, now the different interpretations, why? Okay, so the Rambam, I believe that, at least the Rif definitely learns that you make a bracha rishona, he throws it into a different area, because he says, ho'il v'cholchad mitzvah, like ba'apei nafshe, since each one's a separate mitzvah. Okay? I'm not in the sugya now, but I'm just... That's what I recall, okay? That he, it's a different reason, okay? Maybe the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. He quotes it. Mikol makim d'chol chad v'chad ha'vi mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Yesh levarach al kol kos v'kos b'fnei atzma. Okay, so that's one type of thinking. But there's another type of thinking that the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Oz Dalet. He says the Mishnah Hischil Bahagada Aser Lishtos Ulahachi Havi Hefsek Laatsruche Bracha Bekosheni. Okay, so it's a Hefsek. So the Hagada is a Hefsek, and the same thing with Hallel at the end. So the reason why you have to make a bracha on Koz Beis is because you're mafsik with Haggadah. The reason why you have to make a bracha on Koz Dalet is because you're mafsik with Hallel. Okay, that's a different approach. And the Shaar Tzion says, Kenu das Hagra, Dezeo atam shimavorchen al kol kos. Okay, so it's really because Kiddush needed a bracha. Koz Beis needs a bracha because Haggadah is a hafsek. Birchas Hamazon needs a bracha because it's after the Suda, and you already said Birchas Hamazon, right? And Koz Dalet needs it because Hallel was a hafsek. That's the other opinion. Okay? Alright, now take a look in our Siman. Kofayin and Ches. So you have two halachos, two seifim. One is Vav and the other is Zion. So he says like this, in Vav the Machaber says, Mishin is korbesoch hasuda shelo hispalel va'amad vispalel afilo em ein shahos ligmor sudaso ula hispalel shechayev lahafsik v'yef shelo lecholat shiispalel im kolzeh lo havi hafsik. If a guy remembers in the middle of the meal, right, that he didn't daven, and he got up to daven, and even if there's no time left in the day, meaning he has to daven now, okay, shki is coming in 2 minutes. Okay, so he's got to stop the meal and say mincha, right? Okay? Nevertheless, it's not considered a hafsek. Okay? There's a whole thing. There's a famous thing in the Rishonim in that Perakisi Adam, you know, that we looked at by Hetzach Hadas. That's where this area is taken up. That's where the Rishonim take it up. Okay? So, but the Mechaber, in any case, paskins that the tefillah is not a hafsek. Okay? Okay, good, important halacha to know, right? Or sometimes you're in the middle of a wedding, a chasna, right? All of a sudden, you didn't daven marav yet. Oh, they're making a little marav minion there in the corner of the hall. Ah, so you go run over, you daven marav, and go sit back and down to eat. No problem. All right? So, that's the first sif. Now, the second sif. Adam shi yashem besoch sudaso shinas aroi lo havi hafsek. Okay, if a guy has a shinas aroi, that's not considered a hafsek. Okay? That, of course, makes for an interesting, interesting thought problem to think about. Why all of a sudden here, Shinas Aroi is not considered a hafsek. Obviously, Shinas Keva is. And yet, when it comes to like Hilchas Sukkah, it makes no difference if it's a Shinas Aroi or a Shinas Keva. They both have to be done in the Sukkah. Like, why here the halacha distinguishes there, it doesn't. All right. Think about it. Maybe we'll talk about that next time. Okay. Anyhow, the Rabbah there says, okay, Hega v'cheinim hifsik b'shar divrei harishus kigon shehutzruch l'nakavav uchiyotze b'zeh. Very practical thing. The Rabbah adds, so too if you're mafsik in your middle of your meal with any dvar rishus. Like, for instance, you have to go to the bathroom. Hutzruch l'nakavav. So that's not considered a heschadas. There were shittas, by the way, that did hold that way. There were shittas in the Gaonim that held that if you go to the bathroom in the middle of the meal, you come back, you need a whole new bracha rishona. Okay. So that's the Ramah. Right. Good question will be, of course, according to Svardim by all foods and by us by Dvarim Shein Tun and Bracha Chareim Kalman. What happens if you have to go to the bathroom, but the bathroom is a shini makom? Like it's right. It's in another place. Yeah. I don't know, like you're in camp, eating in the main dining hall. Right. And then you have to go over to your bunk to go to the bathroom. And then you come back. All right. Should look into that. Okay? Or if you're a Sephardi and you hold Cheder L'Cheder needs Das, and you didn't have Das. So you got up from the dining room and you went to the bathroom. Okay. So, okay. So, so looking at it, okay. Anyhow, that's not the problem I want to take up. All right, so take a look at the Bir Halacha. So the Bir Halacha says like this. Divrei Rishos. Lav Davka. Dehu Adin Afilo Hifsik Bidvar Mitzvah. Kigon Shisfalo Be'em Sasuda Ukininiskala'el. Besivav. Right, in other words, the Ramah added, when the Ramah was talking about the case of sleeping, he said, Hega, V'cheinim Hifsik Bishar Divrei Rishos. So the Bir Halacha is pointing out that the Dvar Rishus here is Lav Davka. Because we just learned before that even if you stop for Tefillah, which is, okay? So now he wants to explain, so why do you use the Lashon Dvar Mitzvah, Dvar Rishus? Ela Mipnei Shematzinu Shedavar Shehu Lechov Kavua Kigo Mashem Afsikin Bahalel Va'agada Ben Kos Lekos Kaven Shahu Lachov Shemechuyovin Tomid Lahafsik Choshev Hefsek Vitzorech Lavarech Al Kol Kos Vikos Bifnei Atzmo Velachain Naka Dover Rishus. Alright, so he says that he only said Dvar Rishus as opposed to, in contrast to, a Dover Chova like Hallel and Haggadah on Pesach night. You see, in other words, and by the way, he's really quoting this Bir Halacha is really basically a paraphrase of the Gra, and he says in the parenthesis here, Hagra bebeyuro fikiven bezel liyashiv mashi hirgish aprisha, and this is what the Gra wrote in his Bir, and his intent was to answer what the Prisha sensed was a big problem, namely a very simple problem. The problem is, why is it if you get up in the middle of the meal to daven that you could continue the meal? It's not considered a hefsek, but Hallel and Haggadah is a hefsek. What's the difference? You see, and if you take it literally what he said before, when I was reading to you from the Mishnah Berurah in Tafai and Dalid, that what? That Mishahischil Bahagadah Aser Lishtos, because once you start Haggadah, you're not allowed to drink, and that's why it's a Heschadas. Well, you're not allowed to drink during davening either. So it can't mean literally that, or else it's going to be a stira. So what's the answer? So he says, so the Gra's answer is, that's the chilek between Dvar Rishus and Dvar Chova. A Dvar Rishus could really be a mitzvah too. But what does it mean? It means, it's not, and I'll read it again, because Halon HaGadah, let me do the positive, Halon HaGadah is a Chov Kavua. Kigom Mashem Asikim B'Halon HaGadah. Kevan Shehu L'Chov, Shemechuyavin tamid lahafsek chashiv hefsek v'tzarech levarech al kol kols v'kos. That's his idea, as opposed to tefillah, which is not a chov that you're mechuyavin tamid lahafsek, and therefore it's not considered a hefsek. Okay, so the Gra is trying to answer that problem, that if you're like those Rishonim and Gaonim that learn that the reason for the Dalet Kosos is not because each one's a mitzvah. It has to do with the concept of Hefsek, of Heschadas. Oh, so then the question is, why is Halal and Haggadah a Heschadas, and they hold that Tefillah isn't? How do you reconcile that? So that's what the Gra is trying to answer here. Okay? It would be nice to clarify this Gra, just to bring it out a little bit more exactly. His chilek, when you say it's a hefsek or not, but that's what he means. That's the gross idea. That's what divrei rishus means. Rishus means as opposed to. And there's divrei rishus includes marav mincha. Okay, why? Because it's not a chov kavua right now. It's really not. It's not obligatory to daven marav right now. Okay. Whereas Halal and Haggadah, that has to happen then. So how would you explain it a little bit better insofar as the concept of, Hefsek and Hefchadas? Okay, I hope the problem is clear. Just to clarify, what does he mean that it's a chov shemechuyav and tamid lahafsek chashav hafsek, as opposed to one that isn't a chov kavua, that's not considered. In other words, why is the marav is considered not a hafsek, whereas halon hagad is considered a hafsek? Okay, the guys are asking. That's exactly the question here. What does it mean that Marav is not a Chov Kavua? See, I want you to know, that's why the Mechaber, you can see he's really learning like the Gra. Probably the Gra picked it up. Because he said, Afilu em ein shahos ligmor sudasa ulis palel. Even if it's not possible to finish your meal, like you have no choice, you have to daven now. It's 2 minutes to Shkia. Nevertheless, that's not considered a hafsek. See, that's what the Mechaber is working along those lines, but he's showing you it's still not considered a hafsek, even though you have no time. You can't finish this meal. It's not possible. Right. That's right. The Mechaber is saying it looks like a chov. It doesn't look any different than the Halal Haggadah, and yet it's a very different case. That's what the Gra's address, he's defining that. You know what I mean? In other words, from the Mechaber's Lashon, the reason why he says, Afilu emein shahos ligmor sudas, he's trying to show you, this is a case where you have no choice. It's not like optional. You've got to do it now. You have no choice. Nevertheless, that's not considered a Hesachadas. That's what he's saying. As if it was optional, okay. So then it's like a Devar Rishus. You chose to daven optionally on your own in the middle of the meal. No, that's not the case. You have to daven now. Nevertheless, that's still considered, according to the Gruz, as a non-chov kavua, or a, analogous to a rishus. Conceptually, that is. Yeah. Okay.